Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper daily briefing for Saturday, July 11th, 2026. A lot of activity across the community today. Food and pantry preparedness is front and center. Multiple established creators are covering grocery prices, food storage systems, and budget strategies all at once. Gear is also getting attention. And on the communications side, there's a software update in the mesh networking world that radio operators are going to want to know about. Let's get into it. Starting with food, because that's clearly where the community's energy is right now. City Prepping put out a video covering 8 specific food items and food categories to watch closely over the coming year, things that are expected to see significant price increases. If you've been wondering where to focus your next pantry run, that's a solid place to start building your priority list. Sutton's Days went even more granular. After covering fertilizer pressures and 4th of July food costs earlier this week, today's video brings it down to the shelf level, walking through what is actually changing in grocery store categories right now, not just in theory, but in terms of what you will encounter the next time you walk into a store. That category-by-category breakdown is the kind of practical intel that translates directly into smarter shopping decisions. Rogue Preparedness tackled a problem that probably every long-term prepper has run into at some point: emergency food that sits untouched, expires, and never actually gets used when it matters. The video breaks down why that cycle happens and how to build a food storage system that actually gets rotated and used. The gap between having food stored and having food storage that works is real, and that's exactly what this one addresses. Prepper Princess is making a strong case that a $30 weekly grocery budget is still very much achievable in 2026. She's walking through how she maintains that budget and what strategies keep it workable even as prices continue to climb. Budget-constrained preparedness is its own skill set, and she covers it well. And from the Provident Prepper, this one covers mason jars as a multi-use preparedness tool going well beyond just canning. The video walks through applications including food storage, water disinfection, herbal medicine, and fermentation, showing how a single simple tool earns its place across multiple preparedness functions. It's part of their Jar It Up July series, if you want to follow along with that thread. Shifting over to gear. Sensible Prepper put out a review of the Wuben G5, a small EDC flashlight that comes in under $25. The G5 is about the size of a Zippo lighter and features a rotating head design. If you're looking for a compact utility light that doesn't take up much real estate in a pocket or bag, that review gives you a close look at what it actually does. Dave Canterbury shared a water filtration tip that a lot of people in the camping and preparedness space apparently haven't run across. A Sawyer mini water filter fits the threaded opening of a standard jerry can, which turns it into a gravity filtration setup. No pumping, no squeezing. Simple, practical, and the kind of thing that changes how you think about your water kit at a base camp or in a vehicle. On the communications side, Ham Radio 2.0 covered the release of MeshCore version 1.60.0. The update introduces new flood traffic controls specifically designed for repeater operators, a meaningful change for anyone running a node or managing traffic on a MeshCore network. If you're active in the mesh networking space, that's a release worth knowing about. Ham Radio Crash Course was out in Boulder, Colorado, doing a Parks on the Air activation using a minimal kit. An Elecraft KX2 transceiver running QRP power levels, a K6 ARC end-fed half-wave antenna, and a lightweight mast. The whole setup was deployed in about 30 minutes after work. If you've been curious about POTA activations but thought the barrier to entry was high, this one shows what a stripped-down, fast-deploy kit actually looks like in the field. A couple of channels had content today that moves into geopolitical and conflict territory. Full Spectrum Survival posted 2 videos focused on missile launches and international tensions, and Canadian Prepper's latest also centers on Iran and international escalation dynamics. Those channels are active and well-followed in parts of the prepping community. That's not territory we cover in this briefing. If that angle interests you, those channels are worth a look. Now for some rising voices worth knowing about. Flat Tire Farm, an Alaska homesteading channel, posted an update on their off-grid property, tearing down what isn't working and building up what comes next. Living off-grid in Alaska means constant adaptation, and they document that process in real time. A Wild Alaska Life hit a milestone, 1 year of living on their property full-time, 4 years into building their Alaskan homestead. Their latest video reflects on that first full year and what it actually took to get there. Justin Rhodes visited Lehman's in Amish Country, Ohio, a large, well-known store that stocks non-electric and low-tech tools and goods. If you're building out a non-electric toolkit or looking for gear that doesn't depend on the grid, that store tour is a useful reference. Vision Preparedness covered their portable solar panel strategy, a newer approach to how they've set up mobile solar for preparedness. Solar portability is something a lot of preppers are actively figuring out, and hearing how someone has worked through their own configuration is useful input. No Reddit data came through today, and no podcast episodes were flagged, so we'll keep the community discussion section brief. One item from the Organic Prepper is worth a nod. They put out a piece on thrifty summer activities that are both enjoyable and productive. Summer is genuinely one of the best seasons to build skills, put up food, and get hands-on practice with things you've been meaning to learn. If you're looking for ways to make the season work for your preparedness goals without spending a lot of money, that piece has some ideas. Before we close out, North American Rescue is running a sale right now with up to 25% off. NR is a staple in the preparedness and medical kit space, and a discount on quality trauma and medical supplies is worth acting on. Head over to nrescue.com to see what's on sale before it ends. Wrapping up, food preparedness was clearly the dominant conversation today. Grocery prices, storage strategy, budget shopping, and the tools that hold it all together, the community came at it from multiple angles, and there's a lot of actionable content to work through this weekend. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Thanks for starting your morning with us, and I'll see you tomorrow.